He got the butt out. Ooh, I'ma smack that shit. Come here, come here, come here. Let me see your butt. Look, he naked. Big balls, little dick.
And welcome to Have a Nice Life, episode 93.
I have something to say. I'm the one who is perpetually dragged as the bottom feeder, you know, leeching off of the dregs of the internet. But you're the one who finds these weird videos. What was that?
Because I exist on a the space of Twitter that it's for joshing around, for the fun and the jokes. Oh. You know?
But what was that?
It was some man walking naked down the block, and a woman just pulls up in her car alongside him and
wait,
narrates.
That was a woman's voice?
Yeah. And she wants
Jamie,
to smack his little
Jamie,
butt.
Jamie, pull up that video again. I need to hear this voice.
do you want me to replay it?
Yes.
While on screen share?
Yeah, I want to diagnose this.
I can't believe you've never like seen this video.
Maybe I have, and it just got all memory right. Hold.
Here we go. Should I make it?
I love that
he got the butt out. Ooh, I'm going to smack that shit. Come here, come here, come here. Let me see your butt. Look, he naked. Big balls, little dick.
Is this under, is this on like Broadway in Brooklyn?
I don't know. I couldn't. I'm too
transfixed. I just
transfixed
love that the
by
copy.
His gigantic balls and his little dick.
The copy of the tweet just says big balls, little but dick.
That's all you need to know.
September 19th, 2020.
Oh, yeah.
You've just had this in the chamber.
I had to Google big balls, little dick.
What else came up when you searched that?
Oh, so much stuff.
Wait, so I want to wait. Pull up your. I want to see the difference between your timeline and my timeline.
Oh, God. All right. Back to the screen share. It's, I mean, I follow like 80 people. So we got Coffee Guy. We got Kitty Pride. We got Idaho Bones, who I have to follow because he's like a Jersey City resident. So,
yeah.
One of the dudes from Podcast About List, Garlic Corgi.
I do like the picture of Lauren Boebert, and there's no dad.
Oh, yeah. The Boebert family. Yeah.
But there is like multiple taxidermied animals.
Yeah.
Booba. See,
we okay. Got. Yeah. Like it's,
whoa,
it's,
whoa, 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 whoa. Look
what?
Look at. Okay. May I direct your attention to the right side of the screen?
Okay.
Who are you not following? Who follows you?
How many people am I not following? How many of your Twitters do I need to follow?
This is the official.
I don't see a blue check. But yeah, I don't know. I got things on here. Even Batman listens to his mom.
Wait, I like that the one next to it clearly says even Spider-Man has a bedtime. And like both of these like they famously don't have parents.
Well, yeah, I guess that's true. I mean, you don't need parents to have a bedtime.
Rage Against the Bedtime.
Yeah.
Yeah, your feet is weird.
My feet is weird. Okay.
No, your feet is truly weird.
I mean, it's
wait, go
bizarre.
Go back up. Oh, this. So I saw this burning Christmas tree,
mm-hmm.
the burning Fox News Christmas tree, via Greg Kelly.
I'm curious what he has to say.
War crime, all capitals.
Of course.
Or not war crime. Sorry, hate crime.
Hate crime. See, my take on Twitter, and it's worked for as long as I've had it. Is I follow specific people who usually will post things that are in current events with their own funny take on it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I absorb my news. And if there's anything that is important enough, it will get channeled into my feed by ways of retweets or if someone likes it.
Interesting.
And it's worked so far. It's kept me from like losing my mind. I would say let's look at your timeline, but I don't want that energy on the pod.
No, I think that mine's actually probably pretty tame today. Let me see what's going on. Got to switch between accounts.
Oh boy. Do we need to share your screen?
Oh, I'm actually currently logged into the Have a Nice Life one, and that is the only one that I'm logged into on this computer.
Oh, gotcha.
Which is just Jordan and...
It's only Jordan.
It's like only Jordan and Steven and ads.
You only follow former
but
guests.
But I do love who to follow. It's Raytheon Missiles and Defense.
Perfect.
Which is promoted. That's very strange.
That tracks.
My alt.
Perfect.
The CDC.
Yeah, that's good. Oh, this is delicious.
What
I'm
is
drinking
it?
A Kosten pressed elderflower lemonade.
A what?
A Kosten press elderflower lemonade.
I do love elderflower.
I do too. I went to the new coffee shop that opened up like around the corner from my house, and we'll surely.
I feel like there's always a new coffee shop.
What?
I feel like there's always a new coffee shop.
I mean, that's the nature of coffee shops. There's always a new one just dropping.
Yeah.
This is the one I told you that's dropped. Called Rabble and Lion, and it's like they sell coffee and vinyl records. And there's another one that just is like in the process of opening down the block that is called Into the Void, and it sells vintage furniture and coffee.
Oh my gosh, there's lots of Edison bulbs.
And in the middle between the two is a crystal and healing shop. So, you know.
whenever people post that, I forget where it is. It's that like intersection with all those truck stops and like fast food in Pennsylvania.
Oh, that
famous photo.
They always
post that and they're like, this is what we're fighting for. And I just want to do the same thing, but with...
with crystal shops and vinyl record coffee
shops. Yeah, it's like vinyl record coffee shop, crystal shop, CBD and succulent shop. Like, do you remember when, I think this was probably like a staged... But during the protests/riots of last year, there was this like succulent and CBD store in the Barclays Center. And it wasn't looted, but someone just spray painted dumb store on the front of it.
That's the best form of public vandalism, public art, and discourse all together. It's the big three.
Yeah.
Dumb store. We'll have to find that picture and post it up.
I just found it recently. I had it saved.
Oh my god. Yeah, that's a keeper for sure.
Yeah.
Also, I gotta call you out. It's been my birthday for like 12 hours and you haven't said
a damn word. You're right.
This is a special birthday pod. Daytime pod, birthday pod.
My birthday gift to you was not saying happy birthday so that you'd have something to complain about, because I know how much you love that.
I do love complaining.
Happy birthday, Dan.
Thank you. Thank you. Finally, appreciate it. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Well,
been a little preoccupied with things I can't really talk about.
Oh, my God. You love being preoccupied and not talking about things. It's like your whole thing now.
Yeah, it is. Just embargoed.
What'd you do this week? My week was insane, but we'll get to that in a bit.
Okay. My week was, you know, like I said, worrying about certain wars that are about to happen and certain countries where I may or may not have a vested interest.
The Taliban.
Yeah.
The Middle East.
Taliban, baby.
Oh, my God. Can we bring that back? Oh, my God. Where'd it go?
Oh, the Taliban, baby.
It's been too long.
Yeah. I miss when Taliban news was, like, the only thing that mattered.
I mean, we had Taliban news, like, back again for, like, a brief moment.
Oh, my goodness. It wasn't the Daily Mail. It was something with a little more cachet. In Britain released like the top 50 women of 2021, and like half of them were women from the Afghan soccer team.
That's a great way to just fill up the list.
Oh my goodness. a shame. I don't really know what happened this week.
You don't keep a journal?
A gurnal.
Mm-hmm.
That's from Wet Hot American
Summer. Wet Hot American Summer, yes, I know.
I wish we had the pottery breaking sound effect.
Oh, I do need the pottery breaking sound effect. there's only three people that read your gurnal, and it's me, myself, and I.
Yeah. I watched two of the extended cuts of Lord of the Rings this week.
What is this? Oh, that's not the same one.
It's not.
Oh, man. Mm. Hold on.
I guess I can talk about some nerd stuff while you're searching for this. Yeah, it feels good. Kind of reminds me of my days as a homeschooler. We're all, you know, learning Tengwar. And...
Oh, my God. No free clout.
I guess while Dan is distracted, I can talk about...
It's not the one.
Maybe if you just like add some compression to it or something.
Yeah, maybe.
Aside from that, I don't really know. It's just been a stressful week, truth be told. I'm going to Phoenix tomorrow.
By the time this podcast
comes out, I'll have been to Phoenix.
Oh man. Yeah, that's true.
I rented this gigantic.
Start over your week. I wasn't listening to a single thing.
A hardtop Jeep Wrangler with four doors. Four doors, more whores.
I'm always saying this.
Which I'm very excited to drive to the Grand Canyon. Some would say I understood the assignment.
Oh, boy.
I feel like you probably heard this better. Did my doorbell just ring?
I've only been looking at pottery sounds.
I don't feel like getting up. I do have a camera, so I'm going to see.
Yeah, so don't you have one of those, like, cop psyop backdoor doorbells?
No. I don't have those because those are, like...
There are two types of electronic doorbells, and one links directly to the police, and one links directly to the Chinese government.
Yeah, I don't have either of them. I just have, like, general cameras that I've programmed to be, like, motion sensitive. However, yeah. Every time I, like, need them, they don't work.
Perfect.
Retry. I don't understand. Yeah, it's been, I don't know, it's been like a weird week.
Well, I wanted to call you out again.
Again? A second
time. This one I actually like premeditated. Outing yourself as a true like Lord of the Rings nerd. Like deep cringe.
I was homeschooled. Like...
I don't know the correlation, but somehow it makes sense.
Well, it was like, you know, we weren't allowed to read Harry Potter, so we read... The Chronicles of Narnia and the Lord of the Rings trilogy. I'm still a huge. I have no shame. Like,
how
about
are those
this.
Different though?
They're like, they're not.
How is?
I mean,
well, I know like
I mean,
Narnia.
J.R.R. Tolkien isn't a turf. Which is actually probably the only cool thing about J.K. Rowling.
You did it by for to not be problematic in the future. Those books were banned from schools for her turf like views and not her witchcraft.
Yeah, but like, I don't know, like, it's just like
Chronicles of Narnia that involves a witch, right?
Well, it's a Christian allegory.
It is.
So
yeah, I don't know, I've never seen a Lord of the Rings movie.
What?
Yeah, and
they're
and
so good.
Are they though?
They're great.
Are they?
I mean, it's a lot of... The first one is, of course, a lot of exposition. The second one is, like all trilogies, the best one. The third one is just when good triumphs over evil. They're good. They're wholesome. Viggo Mortensen is so hot. Now that we're talking about Lord of the Rings.
Oh, boy.
Dr. Anna and I had this conversation a little while ago and even did a... a small sample of a poll proving that this is mostly true. In, I guess it was middle school when it came out, you were either an Aragorn girl or a Legolas girl. I was obviously an Aragorn girl. All the Legolas girls are bisexual now.
Why do you think that is?
Correlation. Okay. I mean, he's very feminine.
Okay. I don't know these characters.
It's Orlando Bloom with a long blonde wig.
Oh, okay.
And tight pants.
I remember when Orlando Bloom...
He was just a psyop to turn girls bi.
Remember when he was, like, married to Miranda Kerr?
I don't know who that is.
Miranda Kerr, like, the famous model?
No.
Oh, he was married to Miranda Kerr, I think. And then he got cucked by Justin Bieber.
What?
You don't remember this?
No. That's pretty funny, though.
Yeah, Miranda Kerr, I had a huge crush on her. She was a big,
yeah,
big,
I mean,
time
he,
model
he always,
for a while.
He always gave me cuck energy.
Oh boy. Yeah, I don't know.
No
Lord
rooms
of the Rings
for cucks in our society.
Seems
it's like
nerd shit.
Hard times create strong men. Strong men create good times. Good times create soft men. Soft men create bad times. But it's like I don't know if it's necessarily soft men. I think it's specifically cucks ideologically and otherwise.
Sure. Mm-hmm. That sounds like some your side of Twitter shit.
I mean, you can't look around at the average male and think he's not cucked in some way or another.
Yeah, I just don't look around. I think that's the answer.
Every time I see a man in a mask, in a surgical mask, I see the like sultry hand of Joe Biden over his mouth.
His sexy feminine hand.
Just like a Joe Biden hand on one side, sexiest man alive, Anthony Fauci hand on the other side.
Perfect. So that's your week?
Yeah. Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah, that's my week. How about yours?
Oh, my week has been fucking bananas. I don't think I've ever been this busy.
B-A-N-A-N-A-S.
Yeah, no. I don't think I've ever been this busy, like, work-wise.
You need one of those planners that every white woman had in, like, 2012 that said, I am so busy, in gold foil letters.
Is that a thing people had?
And now they're like, being busy isn't a good thing.
I mean, it's not.
It's not, but it's very funny how
I mean,
quickly
I do...
the Ouroboros ate itself.
I absolutely loathe the whole, like, the grind set. I hate that, like, we've talked about this on the pod before, but, like, American work culture is, like,
Protestant
the worst.
Work culture, some might say. But I think the ones who were like, oh, if we have communism or socialism, we don't have to work, are just as bad. Because, like, yes, you have to work, but your relationship to the means of production is just different.
Kinda, yeah. I mean, Europeans have a much better outlook on, like, work-life balance than Americans. Like, there's no denying that.
Oh, yeah. They get siestas. They get time off.
Yeah.
I was just talking to one of my partners who is based in France.
And when you say one of your partners, you mean one of your...
Someone from
members
my
of your polycule.
Yes. No. Oh, my God. Shoot me in the face if I ever have a polycule. Put me out of my misery. If I'm ever in a polycule, it's actually a silent cry for help. I've been kidnapped. It's a sex trafficking ring. But, yeah, so we were talking and, like, trying to get something on the books for January, and I was like, oh, I'm actually taking some time off this year. I'll be off from December 22nd to January 2nd. And he was like, oh, well, I'm actually going to be off starting next week. I have, like, this, and I have my sabbatical, then I'm going to be in Spain. So I guess we'll just touch base again in February. And I was like,
yeah, no, so, like, yeah, I mean, Europeans,
meanwhile, I have to fight for more than, like, 5 days of maternity leave.
Yeah.
Insane.
No, so, yeah,
well, they
paid
were like,
parent
oh
leave,
we finally
for sure.
Updated our parent leave, it's 10 days, 10 business days. So I was like, oh, that's 2 weeks.
Yeah.
What the hell.
Yeah, I mean, some places like give you like a day.
I know. you know? That's I know. I'm like, I'm trying to be thankful because I'm like, okay, I got 14 days. I got 2 weeks, but I'm going to try to like, I'll be like, more kids equals more days. So try to get like as much as I can out of that.
Just but stagger it for yeah, the most.
It's insane. They're like, oh, you can also use your PTO.
Cool.
And it's like, what?
Super. That's exactly what that's for.
Yeah. So we had like an employee engagement survey. I hope my boss isn't listening to this, but also I don't think he has time to listen to this. And they were like, would you ever find a job at a different company? And I was like, I wouldn't want to, but I probably would for more benefits. Let's be honest. And that's how I know I'm getting old. Because I mean, will take more money if, or I will take less money if I can just have like a better.
Well, I mean, that's the thing is that balance. It translates differently, you know, yeah. Like if you're getting less money but more paid time off, like that balances out to be like the same but better.
Yeah. If I don't have to pay out of pocket for benefits that are like.
Yeah.
Because our healthcare has like the weirdest coverage. It's like, oh, I guess if I need a surgery, I have to go to Pittsburgh.
Yeah, I don't know. It's the thing is like, you know, in Europe, yeah, you get like a month off. Like family vacation time is like very important. You know, paid leave. I mean, you also don't have health costs because like that's mostly included. And so that's another thing you're like not spending money on. And it's just like they understand that there is about like your work is not your life. And then in America, it's totally like your work defines who you are as a member of society.
I think this is what actually turned me off to discourse for a little while because of the equity discussion with like Mayor Pete. And I know he's like travel secretary Pete or whatever, but he's always going to be Mayor Pete to me.
Yeah.
He's always going to be Coach Mayor Pete.
Coach Mayor Pete.
But yeah, so he and his husband, Chasten, I don't know if they like adopted or did surrogacy, but they had, was it one baby or two? And he
I
had
think
like,
they have like twins.
Yeah, and he had 2 months of paid leave, and people are like, he shouldn't have that. And I'm like, let's just like,
no, we should
you,
all
we should
have
all
that.
Have that. Yeah, it's like, don't like, that's my problem with like equity discussions now, or people are like, they shouldn't have that, like free speech, they shouldn't have that, or like the right to bear arms, they shouldn't have that. It's like, why don't we just make it easier for other people to have it?
Yeah,
like,
yeah, for sure.
Like I would love for Mayor Pete to have 2 months off for his children if I can have 2 months off.
Yeah.
As well.
Yeah, I don't know. But that
oh,
weird.
Actually, also, 2 months is not that much time.
It's not. The whole thing. Yeah, I hate that, like, the grind set or the, like, that, like, hashtag no days off. You know? Like, it's like, no, we need some
or
days
my,
off.
My
like,
personal favorite. Would you rather have $500,000 or dinner with Jay-Z? Have you heard
oh
that one?
Oh my god, any of those are any of those are so funny. Or the like, would you rather have a job that will like make you $1 million, or would you rather be given $1 million? And they're like, it's all about the grind. Like, I want to earn that money. It's like, fuck you. Like,
yeah.
Invest that money and make it work for you. Like, you fucking idiot. It's yeah. so stupid. Or, yeah, I love the thing. Oh, well, if I had dinner with Jay-Z, I can get him to, like, give me $1 million. It's like, why?
Yeah, just take the money.
I would
well,
love,
it's,
like.
I do love the illusion of millionaire.
Any of those millionaire mindset or billionaire mindset like accounts are so fucking funny.
Well, there's this one woman who's like sort of in proximity to me who is like an MLM shill, and she calls herself a millionaire, and I looked up what it meant, and it was like you make like 30K a year.
Yeah, you sold $1 million worth of product for somebody else.
Yeah. And it's just very sad. Just people like, I don't know, I would rather have the money than having the illusion of money. Like, if I could just have $1 million and abscond into obscurity.
Oh yeah, the best kind of millionaires are the ones who like don't talk about it.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no good millionaires, but you know. But so now I'm on the billionaire mindset Twitter, and it's fucking so funny. They just pump this shit out like every hour. You can't have a $1 million dream without a minimum wage, with a minimum wage work ethic. It's like, people who work on minimum wage work so much harder than anyone else who's like,
yeah. I mean, but I do also hate people that are like, ooh, the person making burgers at McDonald's works harder than the fighter pilot doing the, it's like, come on.
I mean, I've never heard that correlation, but I gotta say the person flipping burgers works harder than I do. But I mean, but I back to what I was saying, it's like my week has been insane. Like, I had a fucking 17-hour work day yesterday, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I've been doing just like, I worked a shoot all day and then shot an event last night. Fucking, oh God. So I don't like the shit where I eat, but I did a holiday party on Friday, and it was like a very like well-off family, and they're great. I've been doing a lot of work for them and their family, and it's been cool. But I was packing up my gear at the end of the night, and I come downstairs to grab my bag, and they're doing like what seems to be like an MLM presentation to like their friends and family. But what they were doing was selling their young daughter's artwork as NFTs.
Incredible. Absolutely.
And
incredible.
My mind broke. I was like, I'm done with this world. I'm over it. How do I get on NFTs? How can I exploit this money laundering scheme, you know?
This person I know who was like being very like, you know, not revealing the boyfriend on Main. And the more someone doesn't reveal boyfriend on Main, it makes me want to figure out who the boyfriend is. So I did some research, and I was able to discover that he's like an NFT guy.
Amazing.
And I was like, okay, I understand why you wouldn't want to. There was this guy who was trolling me on Twitter, and I went to his page, and he's like a Tesla guy, and he's one of the guys that bought the Tesla tequila. And then all I needed to know was he retweeted this like contest that McDonald's was doing, very, very anti-capitalist of him.
Yeah.
And it was like, win a McRib as an NFT. And I was like, oh, okay, you're not stupid. You're just literally retarded.
Oh my God. For some reason, the billionaire mindset keeps like posting and retweeting just this one singular, like every couple days, this one tweet that just says, get comfortable with being alone. It will empower you. And there's so many of those like weird, like, circle got smaller, vision got bigger. And I'm like, that's not how networking works.
No, it's not. That's how Heaven's Gate worked.
Yeah.
Okay, Marshall Applewhite.
Oh my God. Everyone dies, but not everyone really lives. This is so fucking funny. If no one hates you, you're doing something wrong. Haters are the people who will broadcast your failures and whisper your success. This is, I don't, it's like that same, what was it, like the Drake lyrics of like, small circles, big checks, like, no new friends. I don't know. It's so stupid.
Yeah,
I don't know. Yeah, it's stupid. But
I mean, I can get on board with that.
Yeah, it was, I don't know. I don't let anyone tell you how to live your life. It's my answer.
Yeah.
But yeah, been super busy. Fucking, I shot like a film festival all weekend, which was a blast. Met a ton of cool people. I was growing my circle, if you will, which is the way. It's like
a rolly, not a stopwatch. Shit don't ever stop. That's what
unless
Dan
you, like,
said.
Yep. Yep. That's growing my quote unquote circle is literally the way I get work. Like,
yeah,
90% of my work is word of mouth and referrals, you know, like almost everything I've done this whole week has been referral work.
Nice.
And yeah, I just landed a bunch of other stuff too. I'm shooting a holiday party tomorrow or Friday. I'm shooting another holiday party the week after that.
So festive.
Yo, yeah, it's great. But it's just And then, yeah, yesterday I did a shoot and then, like, worked an event. And the event last night was bananas. It was this new thing called the Soho Sessions. And it's kind of like a blues music kind of performance thing. But I didn't really know much about it. It was a gig through this woman who has a PR company that I do a lot of work for.
Nice.
And she asked me if I was available, like, kind of last minute, like a week ago. And she didn't really tell me much about it. And it's in this, like, Soho loft. And there's just, like, an insane amount of, like, like famous people there. And, like, Stephen Chirippo is there. Bobby Bacala from The Sopranos.
Oh, he was Bacala. I thought you said Bacala. it was Big Pussy.
I thought it was Big Pussy for a second. I got confused.
Well, yeah, because I was like, well, he's dead.
So. It's true. Well, so is Bobby Bacala, technically. Spoiler.
I didn't get to that point yet.
You didn't yet? Oh, my God. he has like, an incredible arc. It's not my fault. It's been taking you, like, 6 months to watch The Sopranos.
Well, I've been taking breaks because sometimes I don't want to watch The Sopranos. Sometimes I want to watch Lord of the Rings.
Of course. But yeah, so he was there. John Varvatos was there just hanging out. And he kept pointing at people's shoes, the people who were wearing Varvatos shoes. Which was very funny.
Nice.
Yeah, I met, like, the guy who, like, restarted Worth magazine, which is pretty sick. So, you know, if I work on my grind set, if I guy boss enough, I might be able to make it on the pages of Worth magazine. That's my new thing. I'm a guy boss now.
The age of the girl bosses is over. The age of the guy boss.
It's the girls have had their... They've had their time.
Women deserve less. You don't have to tell me.
Girls have been in power for too long. It's time for the rise of the guy boss.
I was just thinking about that. How, like, we shouldn't have to work. We shouldn't. It's bullshit.
I mean, I like it when women work because I tend to gravitate towards successful women.
Me.
Yes, I've been gravitating for you for years. Yeah. But yeah, I think.
I will trade it all for one dinner with Jay-Z.
That's true. That's the grind set. So yeah, I think the rise of the guy boss is nigh. Excite the guy boss commenth. But yeah, it's so yeah. I'm trying to think who else was there. A lot of musicians. Marcus King performed, but, like, Ricky Lee Jones was there, and
I don't know who that is.
They're, like, all famous musicians. Jimmy Vivino was there, the leader of Conan's band, and then also Paul Schaefer was there, the leader of Letterman's band.
Oh God,
it was the battle
awful.
Of the late night band.
Late
you
night
know.
Is. Mm-hmm. Done so
well,
much.
Neither of those shows are on anymore,
culture.
So
yeah, no,
they're not allowed to be cringe because I mean they were the good ones. Conan and Letterman are the best, easily. The new ones suck ass.
The new ones are awful.
Yeah. Oh God,
awful,
they've ruined awful. Late night. Jimmy Fallon and fucking who's the fat British guy? Corden.
I was like, I don't know, John Oliver.
Yeah. Yeah. So it was good, but it's just I'm fucking so tired. And, like, I had a day off kind of on Monday, but, like, spent it editing. I have a day off today, but I got to spend it editing once we get off this. But, yeah, it was, yeah, it's been wild. I don't know, I joined the gym. That's big news.
Yeah, you buried the lead a little bit there, but.
Did I?
Yeah.
I spent $1,600 on a gym membership.
beautiful. That's the grind set.
Yeah, that's the truth. I'm about to be I should put my Raya profile. I'll be like, get on the train now before I get hot. Get too hot.
Yeah.
So yeah, what are you doing for my birthday? How are you celebrating? It's a national holiday.
Yeah, probably gonna go to the gym.
Nice. I'm trying to think who else has famous birthdays on my day. Today is the anniversary of John Lennon getting shot.
Wow. All because he did that funny walk.
I know. They couldn't let him live. All right. So here are the people who have my birthday.
Okay.
Nicki Minaj.
Oh.
Happy birthday, Nicki Minaj.
Queen Barbie.
I don't recognize any of these other people at all.
I wonder who has my birthday.
Oh my God, what the fuck? Oh, Corey Taylor from Slipknot also has my birthday.
Let's see.
Queen Mary of Scots. Happy birthday, Queen Mary of Scots.
I messed my cord up. There we go.
Jim Morrison. Someone named Grape Applesauce.
Amazing. That's you. That's you, bud.
Is that me?
Oh,
YouTube star Grape Applesauce?
Mine's pretty good.
Yeah?
Sophia Loren.
Okay.
Khabib. let's see. That's really... Ainsley Earhart.
George Sinead O'Connor and Ingrid Michaelson for all the twee girls out there.
Nice.
Kim Basinger. What's up? Nice. She's 68. Holy shit.
Well, now you have something to break the ice. If you...
Oh, so true.
I want to find the most obscure celebrity who has my birthday.
That boy, Poppy, YouTube star.
Star Circle Quest.
Nice. It's no Grape Applesauce, but you know. Oh, so we got to talk about how fucking bizarre suggested Instagram reels are.
Bigger.
It's been on the
time.
Docket for a minute.
Yeah.
Is it just me or are almost none of them in English?
They make me feel like I slipped into an alternate dimension. The one that I have on mine are like all dogs and fashion, which makes sense. But the ones on our podcast page, I have to avoid because...
Well, I'm like not talking about like stuff that shows up in Discover. Like there's... I mean, I guess there's some of it that pops up in Discover.
So, wait, you mean like if you click on the thing at the bottom?
I almost never... intentionally click on that
no
thing on the
I
bottom.
Don't either
but like stuff pops up in between
oh yeah
like your timeline scrolls and
so far ours that I'm scrolling through ours now it's a fitness video and a cat video
yeah like so the one that really blew my mind it was literally someone wearing one of those like Spencer's Gifts or like Hot Topic rings that are like a metal shield on your finger kind of thing
yeah
that looks like a metal claw and they were flicking like shot glasses and like breaking the shot glasses and then the caption just said imagine on all fingers and it broke my brain and it was like the bug eye emoji and it just said imagine on all fingers. But almost all of them are in like a language I can't even identify.
Yeah, no, it's very strange.
And it's like, oh my God, have you ever seen the one? They're all over, and you look in the comments of them, and it's just everyone else also being like, "What the fuck am I watching? What is this?" And then there was even one that someone took a clip of that because it's like a pretty famous weird sequence of events, sent it to a foot doctor and they're like, what is going on in here? And she was like, I have no fucking idea. So it's like someone like a barefoot stepping on a sock filled with shaving cream.
that one literally gives me nightmares.
Yes, so you know what I'm talking about, because it's like it's everywhere and there's like multiple recreations. And like I said, they sent it to like a foot doctor and they were like, what's going on here? And they're like, what is this? I have no idea. But it's a foot stepping on a sock full of shaving cream and all the shaving cream like spurts out the sides. Then
I don't know why they would send it to a foot doctor, not like a fetish specialist.
Send it to a psychologist.
Yeah. Like,
what societally, what is going on here?
Yeah.
The social mores, if you will.
Like a behavioral, evolutionary behavioral scientist.
Yeah, so they step on the sock of shaving cream, and then they put their foot in one of those medical devices that, like, put your sock on without, like, the need of hands. And then they, like, slip on a Nike shoe. And I've seen this redone multiple times. And
do you ever think it maybe wasn't shaving cream?
Oh.
What
would it
be?
Could
have been, like, Ready Whip.
I mean, it could have been any white cream-based liquid, I suppose. Foam of sorts.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's but there's so many stuff like that. Like, a lot of weird of those, like, strangely satisfying videos.
Oh, and they're never satisfying. They're always disturbing.
Well, the worst thing, too, is, like, they cut off. Like, there's... Like,
before it gets to the satisfying part?
Yeah, and yeah. So it's such a fucking racket. It's a work, for sure. We're having I need to hit, like, the work alarm. It's a work, folks. No, so it's, like... It's like a video, and then you like swipe over, and then it's like an ad for one of those games that like where the game never is actually like the ad, you know?
Like I kept getting this ad in my Twitter feed for one of those games, and usually I block any like ads, like brands that are advertising, because no free clout on my timeline.
No free clout.
But that's also how you discover on like the weird promoted tweets. Yeah.
When you get the people who are like just promoting their own tweet that doesn't say anything of like, any relevance or they're not even selling anything. That's the best.
Yeah. It's always rappers that are like that video I sent you yesterday when you're at the gym and you don't have headphones.
Yeah. I love that video.
Play it.
All right, hold on 1 second.
Because I completely forgot where I was going with this. Oh, yeah, it was an ad for one of those games, and it was like, I lost my job because I couldn't stop playing this game.
All
it was like the one where you set all the crops on fire or something.
Yeah, why is that like a way to promote it? It's like, this ruined my life, and I went insane. I guess
it worked because we're talking about it.
All right, here's a good Vine or TikTok, I guess.
I guess.
When you leave your headphones at the gym, you have to listen to music. Chilling on the weekend
like usual. Watching SpongeBob and Scooby-Dooby-Doo. She took the wires to my PlayStation. She doing too much. I didn't wipe my butt. I just pooped and got up.
Have you seen like the whole video of that?
Yes, it's so good.
It's so good. It's like a whole series of them. I just love the... She took the wires to my PlayStation. She's doing too much. I didn't wash my hand. I didn't wipe my butt. I just pooped and got up. It's such a good line.
It's honestly better than anything that most modern rapists have ever done.
Yeah, so good.
Speaking about Twitter, I just have to shoehorn my favorite reply that I've maybe ever seen into this conversation. Okay, have you heard about the mysterious cube-shaped anomaly discovered on the moon's far side?
I did, by the communist Chinese rover.
Yes. My favorite reply that I've probably ever seen, someone says, it looks like a stage or a set where they might have faked the moon landing with a moon emoji.
What?
Going to the moon to fake the moon landing.
You know, that's
what level of discourse we're at right now, folks.
Yeah, I can see why you need a break. I love that you finally met me on the side of I'm tired of discourse.
The moon landing was faked on the moon. It's just what?
Maybe this podcast will get good again. I don't know. come to the side of the unpoisoned.
Well, I mean, I was telling you in the pre-roll that basically this variant stuff is like, okay, if you're still, you know, if you can't admit that COVID's over, if you want it, then like you're not going to make it. And there's no need to make a discourse with you.
Yeah. Like,
if you're getting boosted over this, I don't know what to tell you. It's very sad.
It's, yeah, I don't know. It's, I've met a lot of people who are just like, yeah, like even my parents are like, yeah, we got the vaccine, but we don't really want the boost.
Yeah, and now there's more in common with the unvaxxed and the unboosted. They're just slowly othering everyone that is seeing through the...
I mean, I might get the booster if there's discourse. Like a convenient time to get it. Like, as I've said, I love free things. If I can just, like, walk in somewhere without a line and get something for free, like, I'm gonna do it.
Did you hear about the guy in Eastern Europe? He's like, some guy was like, yeah, there was this gypsy who's just been vaccinating himself in other people's names. He's gotten, like, 60 vaccinations. I love gypsies.
That kind of rocks.
You become that guy.
like, just go so far in the other direction.
Yeah.
Be, like, the most vaxxed.
Yeah. Vax maxing.
Oh, it's so good.
I mean, it got to the point where they're like, oh, let's mix and match vaxes. And I'm just like, no, come on. How do you not see that this is just like, this is, y'all are talking about late stage capitalism. How could you not admit that this is like, you know, capitalism?
I just enjoy it because it's like the one piece of like free healthcare that they've ever given us.
I mean, we're paying for it.
Kinda.
So.
So I got a couple questions. We can get in some questions. I'm really enjoying like the hour pod.
Yeah, it's nice.
Oh my god, too many people are wishing me a happy birthday. It's overwhelming. Alright. Any birthday wishes? That's a big secret.
Yeah, what are you, a Fed?
Yeah, if you mention it, your dreams won't come true, right?
Yeah. I mean, you got your Raya. You got to complain about me not saying happy birthday. I feel like you get everything that you wanted.
That's true. I did get Raya. That is cool. I matched with a woman whose like whole shtick is she is like a marine biologist who teaches you about marine life while hula hooping on Instagram. So
that's like something I would have drawn as a kid.
it's kind of like a Mad Libs of when I say Mad Libs, I mean Mad Liberals.
Yeah.
No, I don't know. She's cute though. I bought myself my gym membership. That's an investment towards my future. Maybe like to round it out, like the big three: Raya, gym membership, Glock 19.
Yeah,
that's the full circle, the trifecta. Yeah, I don't know. I'm wearing.
Charlie,
oh my god,
Charlie's
I got my
coming up to say happy birthday to you.
Oh, perfect. I got my the clothes from Best Made, and now I like can't wear anything else. Like, nice. This is the most comfortable sweatshirt I've ever owned in my entire life.
You're kind of, like, impeding on my territory by wearing black, though.
This is not black. It's navy.
Oh, okay.
So you can get the fuck out. Also, you, for some reason, believe that wearing black clothing is your unique brand is hilarious.
I mean, on this podcast.
I guess. You
used, yeah.
No, I'm very on brand by sticking with navy. But yeah, I bought like this is like a $75 sweatshirt, and it's so nice. I need more. It's so comfortable. And it's like cut well.
This is
like it has like a panel on the inside instead of having it like cut on the sleeves. It's like put together in like a better way. It's so nice. And then I bought. All this was on sale, luckily. Like, I bought it. They have, like, a $35 pocket t-shirt. Mm-hmm. And, again, it's, like, the most comfortable t-shirt I've ever worn and the best fitting shirt. It's like, fuck, do I need to buy more $30 pocket t-shirts?
The answer's always yes.
I know. If they have a Christmas sale, I'm going to go all in and just, like, buy nice basics. And that's just going to be my shit.
Yeah.
Speaking of shirts... Did you buy those shirts from Sticker Mule?
I bought one, but
you
feel
bought
like
one?
I'm
I thought you were buying
a small business. I think they're a small business. They're based in Pennsylvania.
They're based in Pennsylvania, but they have like I think they have like a they send all their proofing and shit to like India.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So I'll buy one for you and for Steven then.
Please. Please do. Because if you don't, I'll buy one myself. I ordered the Alex one, and I'm not going to tell him about it. I'm just going to wear it around him one day, which is going to be great. But yeah, my roommate even wants one. She's like, oh my God, I want one of those. Like someone's going to yell at me on the street But so these might be proof of concepts, and we might have to put up a merch store finally. Like,
wait, she wants the one that I designed?
Yeah, it's so good. Everyone wants it. No one will be ballsy enough to wear it, but
it's gonna be my go-to gym shirt, and I'm shot now, by like a West Virginia.
Now that I'm a gym guy, I need aggressive shirts to wear.
Should I describe it to people who haven't?
Yeah,
seen it?
Definitely.
Okay, hold on. I'm gonna have to pull it up. So,
well, number one,
I wanted to make it look like in the style of those guys who like do like those corny like bootleg shirts.
Yeah.
So it's just like a very trendy arch shape at the bottom. It says, "You may live to see man-made horrors beyond your comprehension," and then in the arch, in the background, it's College Ted Kaczynski on one side and Unabomber Ted Kaczynski on the other side. Like the XXXTentacion meme. It is the IKEA bisexual sofa with like the Abu Ghraib guy standing on it.
In the T-pose.
It's a Pepe in a Mona Lisa form. It is a Roomba with a rifle attached to it.
One of my favorites.
That's a nice little homage to Dan.
Uh-huh.
The Turkish flag and an ice cream.
That's the clincher for me, for sure.
Hey, this is Have a Nice Life in Arabic.
One of my favorites of that like ilk. Do you know Versace Tamagotchi, Jack Wagner, who's like on Yeah But Still? No. I'm so bummed I never bought anything because I don't know if there's still stuff for sale on there, but he had a website called dank.cool. Mm-hmm. And it was just funny fake streetwear shirts. And he had one that was a Ken Rockwell shirt. For photographers out there, know Ken Rockwell. He runs like a web 1.0 website, but he's literally reviewed like every camera on the face of the earth in a very dry clinical way, and he always like is like, "You're supporting my small family," like, you know, looking for handouts. But it was a picture of Ken Rockwell with like posing with a camera, and every time someone ordered a shirt, he would re-upload a copy of the JPEG, so the quality of the image degraded with every shirt purchase, which is amazing.
That's so good.
But he had one that had like similar deal. It was like a tombstone, and it said like in Japanese, it said "shitty clothes," and it said like some streetwear brand my friend started circa 2018. Like, and it was like very much of that with the trendy rose, you know?
Yep.
So funny. But yeah, please order me a shirt. You can use my address to like send it.
Yeah, send me your address.
Yeah, because did they approve? Did you send you a proof?
Yeah, I was mostly just afraid that it wasn't going to be approved.
That's what I was worried about, because I'm like, I don't know if they're going to approve it, because a lot of these places have like a terms of service that they can like decline stuff they deem. But there's nothing on there technically that's offensive specifically. I mean, the Abu Ghraib one is a little rough, but I mean, Arabic is not bad, you know. Yeah. I mean
it is, it does make a political statement.
It's very politically sharp.
just slightly.
Yeah, absolutely. Before they run out of shirts, because I know they're already like low on sizes.
All right, I will get this.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, we should definitely have a merch store. And
yeah,
we should.
Yeah, it's so good. I'm trying to think of what other shirt designs I can like whip together for like me personally. I don't think you can top that one.
Honestly.
No, that one is that's for the books. It's so fucking good.
It's probably the only cool thing anyone's ever done on Canva.
Did you make it on Canva?
My Canva account is definitely going to be suspended after that.
Oh my god, amazing!
It's like what other girls do on Canva, infographics about how you can hold space for each other. What I do on Canva, this.
Amazing. Oh boy. Here's a question for both of us. What is the best Christmas gift you've ever gotten?
One year we went to Disney World for a long time, and that was pretty nice.
Nice.
I like more gifts that are memories and things you can do as opposed to things. I will say, runner up, I got a mountain bike 1 year, and I had only ever used, like, I guess what you could call a cruiser before. So I only knew how to, like, stop by pedaling backwards.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I didn't know about the handbrakes. So I was going down this hill at full speed, and my dad had to, like, run and tackle me.
So that's a positive memory.
Second. Yeah.
Nice. Yeah, I'm trying to think. The one that pops into my head as, like, being, like, a formative gift was we got, like, a ping pong table.
Nice.
And I remember, like, hearing my dad talk about, like, putting it together by himself in, like, the garage Christmas Eve during the gap of us being asleep and us being awake. So his labor was appreciated. But it was, like, one of those things where, like, all the pictures on the like, the assembly guide have, like, the two men putting things together.
Yeah.
And he's doing it himself. But that ping pong table, like, I mean, it's the reason I'm so good at ping pong, you know?
That's like a story that gets a ton of, it always gets told at Rikini Family Christmas absolutely. Eve, which is, you should come if you're not doing anything on Christmas Eve.
No, Christmas Eve, that's fun time.
Yeah. Yeah, my uncle one time got, like, really drunk at Christmas Eve and had to drunkenly put together, like, one of those gigantic play sets.
I'm still trying to figure out if I can do New Year's.
Yeah.
I have my schedule blocked, but I'm waiting to hear back on, like, a job on New Year's.
Yeah.
But if not, I'm coming down for, like, 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And you're gonna,
I mean,
be
honestly,
you can,
because I'm gonna be off for the whole week between Christmas and New Year's. But if you're gonna be here for that long, you're definitely gonna have to, like, come skiing with me.
I've never skied. Or I've only
snowboarding.
Brutally damaged myself snowboarding.
So. I do have an extra snowboard.
It's
a girl snowboard, though.
Oh, even better. Perfect, because I'm 6 foot tall and I need a board that's 150 centimeter, millimeters,
It has pink bindings.
I don't care about that. I'll wear my matching pink sweatshirt.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, you got sick of me after 5 days.
Yeah, but here's the thing. I think, like, you've been to my house before, so now I can just be like, all right, do what you want to do. And
on the table anyway.
Yeah, but when you're a first-time guest, I have to do it.
Is that what it is? As long as I get my own bedroom and I'm not sleeping on a couch, I'm good.
Yeah.
But I need a fucking break. I'm so fucking tired. I've never worked like a normal person before. It's terrible.
Yeah, it is.
But I'm making the fucking money.
Yeah, that's the trade-off.
Yeah, I booked a holiday party next week, and I was like, hey, what's the budget for this? And they're like, well, what's your rate? And I'm like, well, my rate just went up. And I gave them my rate. And
know
they're like,
your worth, sis.
Oh, well, that's the thing, too. And it's like, I'm so busy right now that literally my rate is the value of what would I rather have a break. Like, what is my day off worth? Like, is this job better than going to sleep early? You know? Yeah. But I'm feeling like I'm burning out. So it's been rough, but it's been good. Mm. But got a couple more here. All right, this one's a little conceptual. If you could ban three things from being sold on Amazon, what would they be?
Sex toys, pornographic material. And anything that has, like, Fauci, ouchie, or Pfizer.
Yeah, I think vaccine merch is a heavy no-go.
Did I show you the Fauci, ouchie, pouchy?
Yeah. And I do appreciate Steven's take of, like, if you can exploit these idiots who buy that shit.
That's,
like,
true.
All for it.
Should we have, like, exploitive, like, Fauci, Pfizer merch
we should sell
under, like, a different name?
We should. We should have it should be, like, have a nice life and have a vaxxed life. Yeah, it's, I'm trying to think what my big three, I mean, the COVID stuff is so fucking cringe. It's, like, blanket, but, like, any counterfeit shit sucks.
Yeah, I just think that maybe we should return Amazon back to a bookseller.
Yo, that was nice. I was a big like selling my textbooks on Amazon guy in the early days. And the best thing about like, I don't know if you can still do it, but you literally used to be able to like just send Amazon a box and they would sell it for you and store it in their warehouse. It was great.
There was, I used to sell my books on eBay, and there's this one time I sold my books to this one guy. They were like the Adobe books that were needlessly expensive for something that you could just like Google or watch on YouTube, but I needed them for my class. And the guy, I don't know how, he messaged me on MySpace. He found me. This was in the MySpace days. And he was like, I got the books, but I don't want to pay for them. So I'm going to say that they're lost in the mail. So the mail insurance will pay for them. But it ended up being that like eBay paid for them. So I got my money. He got his books for free. And eBay.
Oh, my God. Well, that kind of reminds me of there was a time I sold, like I used to like, back in the iPhone, well, not back in the iPhone days, but the early iPhone days. Like, I think I sold my iPhone 4 on eBay because that's what you would do, would you get the new phone and then you sell the old phone. And I sold it to somebody, and I remember, like, there's such a big problem with international buyers because it was, like, still on the cusp of, like, the Wild West, and which I miss dearly. I miss like the days when you could just sell like a bag of shit and be like, no warranty implied or expressed.
Yeah, yeah.
Me and my friend,
now everyone's such a damn snowflake about everything.
Me and Greg used to literally dumpster dive at the Associated Press dumpster in Cranberry and like would just take all the motherboards out of their computers they were throwing away, and we would just sell them as like working pull. No warranty, implied or expressed. And amazing. We would sell them for like $40 to $80 a piece. And that like paid for our gas for like most of high school.
Nice.
And yeah, now you can't do that shit. But someone sent, no. I was like, oh,
someone
no international.
Someone come to your house with a firearm.
Yeah. Well, this is before you could even like filter out like where people were buying from. So I was like in the description, like no international shipping, blah, blah, blah. The guy who won was from like Ukraine, and like shipping stuff to the Ukraine never works ever.
Yeah.
Like it's terrible. And
wait, shipping stuff to where?
Ukraine.
Yes.
That
makes me very scared because I have to overnight some very important documents there.
It's yeah,
like
it's
literally like $14,000 worth of documents that I have to overnight there. It's pretty scared.
It's, yeah, so I had to, like, contact eBay and be like, yo, I said no international shipping. This guy is threatening to, like, give me bad review for, like, canceling his order. And like, don't worry about it. Like, this is considered feedback extortion, I think they called it. And then I sold it to the second highest bidder, which ended up being, like, a fucking restaurant. Andrew Valentine's calling. Should I put him on the pod?
Yeah, do it.
Andrew Valentine, you're on Have a Nice Life.
No, I'm not.
You are. we're recording live right now.
Ew. I gave you a very nice fitting like birthday gesture. And Instagram edited it for some reason and took all my text out. So
oh, perfect.
I have to put it up, but it was like, you know, Dan Bassini, metalcore rapist, and all this really great stuff. So.
Oh, cool. Maybe. Yeah, it was weird that you posted a picture of just me with no context other than a tag. But
yeah, so I'm going to put it back up, and I'm going to put up a different picture because that one's too normal when you've given me so much gold over the years.
That's fair. And do you want to say anything to the people, your fans of Have a Nice Life, before I hang up and call you back in a bit?
And me.
You know, it's hard to say. I just hope everybody has a nice atheist Christmas filled with no guns and just a lot of logical thought about vaccines and what this COVID conspiracy means to us all. See ya.
Bye. Oh, thank you, Andrew.
I hope he knows that I blocked him out of love.
just to keep him at arm's distance.
Yeah.
But yeah, no. So I had the phone fucking sent to like a restaurant on the border of Texas and Mexico. And then the guy like filed a dispute saying the phone was not like in good condition, even though it was mint. And then it locked up all my money during the holidays in PayPal.
And you sent him mints?
Yes. And then it jammed up my PayPal for like the tune of like $400 for the holidays. So I couldn't use PayPal without putting $400 into my account. And then he would take the full like 11 days to respond each time there'd be like an escalation in the PayPal dispute. And then finally I just like upped it to the next tier and like they immediately just sided with the buyer. And he had to send it back and the phone came back and it was all fucking busted up. And like, it wasn't busted up. It was like really fucking dirty. And then the cable was busted and I contacted eBay and they gave me my money back, gave him his money back. And then I sold the phone on Craigslist for another $200. But it was literally like 2.5 months of dealing with this. It was miserable. Yeah, it wasn't even worth it.
Charlie, stop.
Charlie's getting in there.
Cleaning himself.
Yeah, he's cleaning himself like a cat. I'm good this week, I think. We'll get to Greg Kelly next week, maybe. He's evergreen.
Yeah, he is evergreen.
So,
Fresh Papa.
Oh, true. Yeah, we need to dig into... Maybe we need some more research on how exactly a 50-plus-year-old man has a child with a 50-plus-year-old woman.
Yeah.
That isn't going to have severe neurological problems in the future.
I mean, you were nicer about that than I would have been.
Do you got any other people's content this week?
Watch the Lord of the Rings extended cuts.
Oh my god, who has that kind of time? Good. Not me, because I'm a guy boss.
Watch them like while you're editing or something. I watch them while I'm doing busy work.
I like better. I'm gonna watch, I think, History of Violence while I edit today. The best movie. More Vigo for you.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll follow it up with Eastern Promises. The bang bang.
What do they call him on It's Always Sunny? Vigo Morgenstein.
Yeah. My other people's content is I gotta say the TruAnon daily coverage of the Ghislaine Maxwell trial has been fascinating.
Did you see the Ghislaine Maxwell trial tracker on Twitter got suspended?
No.
Yeah.
Scandalous.
Yeah.
But have you been listening to the? Do you still listen to TruAnon, or are they too lib for you?
I mean, I listen sometimes.
They've been doing, so they're in New York at the trial. So they've been doing a daily podcast every night of
I'll have to listen then.
Catching up. It's great. And it's not on their Patreon, so it's free to everybody. But yeah, it's just interesting. You know, it's like a 30 minutes to an hour every night of like what happened that day during trial. And it's fucking bizarre. It's wild the stuff they like. Apparently there's a lot of people like kind of anonymously, you know, giving their takes on some things, and I think like the defense like accidentally multiple times named the anonymous witnesses, and it's just a fucking mess. It's so fucking stupid, and apparently the prosecution is not doing great and like may actually rest after like a week.
Yeah.
When I think they're expecting the defense to go for like a month. So they're really fucking it up, and they have like a real hotshot lawyer on the defense. So it's
someone posted a picture of the judge who looks like a former otherkin. I'm just going to say that.
Perfect.
And they were like, "Look at my judge dog. I'm not going to jail."
Fuck. Did you see that picture of Ghislaine Maxwell sketching the courtroom sketch artist?
I couldn't look it directly in the eye. I feel like it was going to steal my soul.
It's spooky. It's haunting. So, yeah, I guess
I just sent you and Steven. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my God. Fix your shit.
It's the new cord, so I'm going to have to buy another new cord.
My birthday wishes for you to buy a legitimate cord. Jesus Christ.
I just sent you and Steven a photo that I took of a screen instead of taking a screen grab. But there's some very important. I think there's some blatant Erica bait on my timeline right now.
It's so try hard. All I can see is this is like the most try hard edgelord shit ever from He Who Must Not Be Named.
Yeah. Because the timing is weird.
I guess. I think you're putting too much thought into it. But if I heard someone blasting that specific podcast out of a car window, I would think they were just listening to Slavoj Žižek.
I would open mouth kiss them.
No, have some fucking respect. Jesus Christ. What are your plugs?
That's my plug. Yeah, once again, finishing up my music. Follow me on Instagram at @EMBurkini. Follow me on Twitter. I've been a little less cringe lately. Byzantine Barbie. Yeah, I'm going to get this music out eventually. So I do think I'm going to wait until after the new year at this point. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can follow me at Dan Bassini on Twitter and Instagram. DanBassini.com. Got all the books and prints you could possibly want. Order yours now. Do it now. And the rangefinderdiaries.com. I don't know what else to plug anymore. You can follow us both at A Nice Life Pod on Twitter and Instagram. Getting some new Instagram followers. We're posting some good shit in there.
Yeah, we are.
Everyone loves our meme dumps. Classic. Yeah.
I mean, they're good. We have some good memes.
So
everyone loved the Ariana Grande
the metamorphosis one. It's so good. Yeah, maybe we'll just take the Red Scare route and just become like a t-shirt podcast.
Yeah,
like, you know, like those like those bands in hardcore like Cursed and stuff that were just like t-shirt bands, like no one actually listened to the band.
Yeah,
they had cool merch.
Yeah,
yeah, we're gonna be a t-shirt podcast. No one will actually listen to the podcast, but we'll have cool shirts. Cool
t-shirts. Yeah,
that t-shirts people
that will like get you put on a list.
Oh yeah, a list of our good friends.
Yeah. a list of white people invited to the cookout.
Yeah, exactly. yeah, you can join our Facebook group, the Have a Nice Life Pineal Gland Detoxification Fast Track to Success Cult. Join the Have a Nice Server Discord. Listen to our December playlist because we have superior taste.
Mm-hmm.
At some point, we got to put together our annual best albums lists, and we'll get that together.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I think that about wraps it up. What do you think?
Yeah, I'm ready for lunch.
You're also on the clock, so.
Yeah.
I love it's these actually, on the clock pods.
Technically, just my lunch break started 20 minutes ago.
Oh, perfect. So. All right. These daytime pods are solid.
I don't
feel like I want to die after, which is
no, I don't. I feel energized and ready to take on my day. Except now I'm going to be doing some sleuthing to figure out if this was intentional Erica bait or not.
I think you're thinking too much into it.
I think Steven's going to agree with me.
I think you think that he, yeah, why would he, all right, I'm going to be rude for a second. If he never cared about you, why do you think he cares now?
Because he can't have me.
That's not true.
That is 100% true.
Oh my God. All right. Well, you can put yourself into that mental spiral. It's not going to make your day better.
Mm-hmm.
Have a nice life.
Bye.